Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Hey, I hope you've had a fantastic week already and that you're already making plans to join us this Sunday for the wrap-up of your best year. Pastor Chuck and I have had a blast teaching this together, and Pastor Chuck's going to wrap it up this Sunday, and then I'm going to follow the following week to kick off our next series. But man, we've enjoyed it. If there's any questions you have about the series, if there's some content that you wish we had maybe spent a little bit more time on, drop us an email at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'll throw that in the mix as we prepare for some cool resources coming your way. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this one word, becoming. Part of your best year has been a reminder that God wants us to apply His word and His principles to the details of our life. One of the things that we say a lot around here is that God is far more concerned with who you're becoming than what you're doing. Let me say that again in case you haven't heard it before, that God is far more concerned with who you're becoming than what you're doing. Recently, I had breakfast with my buddy, Daryl Pruitt, who's part of our church, and we had this ongoing conversation about what does it look like to live out what God has called us to do. So often, we think it's external things, but really, when God goes to work, He goes to work on the inside of us, and it begins to change every area of our lives. And so Daryl took some time to look at Ephesians and what God had to say. In Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3, the Bible has a lot to say about who we are in Christ. What does it mean to be a new creation? What does it mean to be called by God Himself? And then a transition happens. In Ephesians 4, verse 1, he says, "Therefore," so based on everything I've just said about who you are in Christ, Paul, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. So what does that look like? I mean, what does that really look like to become who God wants you to be and to live a life worthy of your calling? Well, Daryl shared with me a list of 14 things that come right out of Ephesians, and I want to rattle these off to you today because I found them so encouraging. The first one is this, number one, that when we're walking worthy of our calling, number one, we're humble, gentle, and patient. Humble, gentle, and patient. Think about that. In our world that tries to rush ahead, to be humble, gentle, patient. Number two, to be unified with other believers. To be unified with other believers. Number three, to not live for pleasure and greed, but to live this new life. A fourth characteristic of walking worthy that comes right out of the book of Ephesians is to be truthful. To be truthful. Number five, don't let anger turn into sin. Number six, make an honest living and share with those that are in need. Number seven, use our words to build up instead of tearing down. Number eight, be kind, compassionate, and to forgive others. Number nine, avoid sexual immorality, greed, and ungodly speech. Instead, give thanks. Number 10, deal with my hidden sins. Number 11, follow God's will. Number 12, be controlled by God's Spirit, not alcohol or anything else. Number 13, have a submissive attitude within the home and fulfill the role that God's given you. And number 14, have a godly attitude in the workplace. And what I want you to think about today, if you're looking for a great Bible study, hang out in the book of Ephesians for several days and look at chapters 1, 2, and 3, who you are in Christ, and then flesh out chapters 4, 5, and 6, how do you live that out? And what I found when talking to Daryl over breakfast is that this list is so sobering. It reminds us of the importance of what God thinks walking worthy looks like, and it's far more about who we're becoming than what we're doing. And another thing that we observed is that it starts in order. That starts with this humble, gentle, patient spirit that leads to the next thing and to the next thing. And by the time you get to the end of the list, when it talks about following God's will, what I think you'll find is that when you focus on the first part of the list of who you're becoming, By the time you get to the end of the list, finding God's will becomes much easier, much more automatic. And so I want to encourage you today to check that out, hang out in Ephesians, and if you'd like a copy of this list, drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and let's together today focus on who we're becoming and less about what we're doing. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here for tomorrow's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.